Let's stay with that continuing argument about the role of Ivan Yates in training Fianna Fáil politicians. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is also in Leinster House this afternoon. Micheál, both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris have been talking about this row today. What have they been saying?
Well, the Taoiseach seems clear in his view that there is a need for transparency. He talked about links that can take place across politics and other sectors. And he said there is a need for transparency there. But again, saying that that really wasn't a matter for his party as he saw it. The Taoiseach, more revealing, I think, this isn't going to come to a full row between the parties, although you can hear from certain ministers of state, from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, there is a degree of tension about it. There is a degree of angst. But Simon Harris saying today that there is frustration on the part of Fine Gael that for during the election campaign that Ivan Yates' comments about Catherine Connolly was constantly being put to their candidate while all the while he was working for another party. Of course, that work with Jim Gavin over 4 hours at the early part of the campaign. So I think you can see frustration there, and this will linger somewhat.
Will we move on to housing? We now know that the revamped housing plan is due for publication over the next couple of weeks. And we also know that for the public, this is by far the most important issue.
It is, and it was the defining issue of the election in many ways. And what you've seen since then are homeless numbers continuing to rise, also rents and house prices also on the way up. So this remains a crisis, the biggest social crisis facing the country, the Taoiseach has said. So until things change, I suppose that will remain the case. And what you're going to hear this afternoon ahead of that publication of the housing plan within the next fortnight are the developers at the Housing Committee, and they are calling for more. They're saying there is a need for more service sites that has to be provided by government if more homes are going to be built. Also saying that planning guidelines and planning rules have to change, and the pursuit of perfection as they see it has to be abandoned, as well as that moves to curb legal challenges. They're all what the developers are calling for. I think this housing plan, from what James Brown, the minister, was saying there and what has been indicated, it probably contains a lot of the measures that have already been outlined, given that there has been a long lead up to it and several policy changes have been announced.
Going back for a moment to Simon Harris, he was also asked this morning, Micheál, about his comments on immigration. What did he say?
He was asked about that, and he has faced criticism here at Leinster House for them. Labour's Jed Nash saying that he is speaking like someone down the pub when it comes to his calculations. He is saying that when it comes to migration, that there has to be an open debate now. He also spoke about the provision of housing, and he said for every 10,000 people who come here, 3,000 new homes are needed, and that kind of debate is necessary to have. So what I think you can see is a certain view being expressed by government in recent weeks, and what they're saying is that there needs to be a greater debate on this issue. That has drawn the ire of parties like the Social Democrats, who said when it comes to that, there has to be very clear lines set when it comes to the framing of that debate.
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.